Our next piece comes from one of the very first Snap Judgment episodes. 3 years ago, it seems like a lifetime ago now, but it begins with this one guy, Douglas Lee. He's a good brother, lives not too far from Snap Studios in that other city by the bay. Well, one evening, Douglas walked home from work. He arrived at his apartment, opened the door of his apartment building, and right there, laying on the floor, waiting, Douglas saw something that gave him pause.
I walked into the apartment foyer, and I looked down, and there was a Polaroid photograph on the ground. So I picked it up, I looked at it, and it actually was a picture of what I was standing there looking at in real life. In other words, it was a picture of the door I was about to go through, a picture of the foyer in which I was standing.
Someone had taken a picture and thrown it on the ground.
Correct. So I walked over to the stairway and I looked, and there was another picture on the ground. Now, and it's a picture of the stairway.
Picture of the stairway. And you're like, what are you thinking at this point?
Now I'm just a little uneasy, because now from the first picture being maybe an accident, I dropped it on my way in. The second one, it's deliberate.
Somebody's up to something.
Yes. So at this point, I'm just becoming a little nervous. The hair started to go up on my arm for some reason.
So you get picture number three, you look at it, and you continue up towards your apartment.
So now I go to the hallway door that leads to the apartment wing. So I opened the door, and there on the ground was another photograph. And I can see down the hallway. It looked like a million miles down there. I can see my door, and I can see that there's a spill of light coming from the apartment across from my door, and that door is open. And there's another photograph, one last photograph, on the ground down at the end of the hallway. I, at this point, was scared out of my mind, because this was the end. I stood there for a moment, absolutely quiet.
You got to make a snap judgment right now. Either I'm going to go to my apartment, right, or I'm going to do something else. What did you do?
I practically fled that building.
What did you discover?
Discovered that after I had left, somebody noticed there was a guy, the apartment tenant of the apartment that had the open door, that was sitting in his window. And they called the police. They came, and he was mentally ill and had been off his medication and was threatening to jump. So they got him down and saved his life.
What did the final picture look like?
The final picture was of that window in which he was sitting, except that there was nobody in the picture. It was simply the open window.
He jumped.
I can only surmise that, yeah, he would have made that picture true just like the other four. So it would have been a window without him in it, and he would have jumped to kill himself.
Trust those premonitions.
Yes, please do.
You trust yourself, Doug?
I do.
Snap judgment.
Oh, yes. It makes me nostalgic just thinking about it. Big thanks to Douglas Leach, who's continued to attract strange goings on in his world. That piece was produced by a stranger to no one and a friend to all. The Uber producer, Mr. Mark Ristich.